a number to start our new discussion. It's called A New Dawn. And the people we're speaking to are creating new dawns for some very special people too, little ones. The Bloom Foundation. Build and learn to optimize opportunities mindfully. And I think ladies first. Why don't we start with you, Deirdre Heim? I like the way you call yourself a heartist, and you're one of the directors and facilitators of Iron Wood and the foundation of the Bloom Foundation. Where does it all begin?
It all started in my hospitality journey when I worked for hotels and eventually became a general manager, because that was one of my lifelong dreams. And when I was in that position, I was often criticized in the business for carrying my heart in my sleeve. And I thought to myself, but hang on a moment, this is hospitality. Isn't hospitality supposed to have, you know, shouldn't you lead with heart? And in through that journey, I said to myself, I'm going to change the way this hotel operates in their structure with dealing with the staff. And then I decided that I needed to find a business that would give me the opportunity to lead with my heart. And then I came upon a brand that in their customer service training, in the little manual, they actually had a heartbeat, you know, on every page of the training manual. And I said, that's the company that I need to associate myself with to become who I ultimately need to become. And that's where I considered myself a heartist in the work that I do. And funnily enough, one of the big brands that's just launching here in Cape Town this very moment, it's called, going to give credit to Cape Grace and being managed by Fairmont Hotels. They call their general managers now heartists. But my journey started already way back in 2000 when I switched from one career to another, realizing that I needed to be in an industry that had heart.
And good. I just now, continue that. Where is the heart right now?
So the heart right now is actually in Bloom Foundation. Bloom Foundation, as Philip had mentioned, is a build and learn to optimize opportunities mindfully. It was a wish of mine to come back to South Africa and give back to the youth of this country, where to also give them a chance to develop and to grow and to realize their potential. I was once a young child here too, grew up here, was raised here, had my education here, had an opportunity to live abroad. And then only whenever I came back, I just felt that there was so much need. I didn't have the experience as an adult to work here. So this was my way now, after many, many years of cultivating myself, to come back and give back. And that's how Bloom Foundation started. And we based it on soft skills development. And the reason for it is because people need to know who they are. Because if you don't know who you are, you cannot lead others and you cannot inspire others if you don't know yourself who you are. And so Bloom Foundation is basically brings that to the youth population, primary school, high school students, and youth in community who are lost and have no direction. And this is where my heartist character really plays and takes effect.
Some of the programs, or what is it that you actually do? Or perhaps David would like to tell us that. Jason. If we went from Deirdre to, you know, Jason. Now I'm speaking to the right person.
That's okay. Well, the program involves a variety of things, but what we do is we specialize in something called social-emotional learning. And social-emotional learning is all about getting to learn to understand yourself, giving you tools to use in life. So it doesn't matter what direction you plan on going. The whole thing is all about empowering you as an individual with tools such as learning the value of yourself, understanding honesty, your basic core values. People have lost the whole concept of core values, and we spend a lot of time focusing on that and then slowly build it outwards. As we're building it outwards, we look at stress management, we look at conflict resolution and how to deal with it, how to speak to people, how to interact with people. And we bring that all in, and then we start pulling in DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we say, just because you come from this little bubble in your enclave of where you live, doesn't mean that that's all there is in the world. And Deirdre's actually got a wonderful story where she experienced interacting with people in another country who were from South Africa and how enclosed they were in their own little bubble. And we're teaching people to expand and to look bigger. We go into previously disadvantaged communities to the schools there, and the amount of people that were born in that area have gone to school in that area and are now a teacher in that area, almost as if they've never expanded further out, and they don't understand the big wide world out there. And we pull all of those things together and bring them in, working with the children so that they have got far more broader opportunities.
Now, to manage all this, I mean, it takes not just the two of you. It obviously takes a contingent of people. What is the expression? It takes a village.
To raise a child.
To raise a child. Now, how do you actually make it happen and the funding for it?
Deirdre, you take this one. Yeah.
So to answer your question about the managing part, believe it or not, it is just Jason and myself. It's my brainchild that I wanted to bring to fruition, and we're still in the development stages of it. So we devised a program to exactly do the social-emotional learning, and I'm just going to give you a quick snippet of what it actually is. So social-emotional learning is actually learning, first of all, self-awareness. Then it moves into self-management, responsible decision-making, relationship skills, and social awareness. And once we know that, then it's like the whole world just opens up for you. And there's different modules, and each module has quite a depth that we work with. And it's based on cognitive behavioral therapy, which means that we have to be consciously aware of every action that we are involved in and every word that we say. So sometimes the youth of the today, we retaliate because everything, life is instant. We need an instant answer. They don't stop and think about what they need to do. They don't stop and think about how they need to act and react. And so we teach that from a young age on, and hopefully it becomes that ripple effect. And if it's taught in the schools and it's in the classrooms, it will then radiate out into the whole school population and then eventually into communities and into families. And once it's in communities and families, it then affects your work life, your other social life that you're going to be involved in. And so this is the core where it needed to begin. So it's still a very new concept for most schools here. Your school curriculum is so very, very academic. The kids have no way of expressing themselves, and the teachers don't have the time to get to know the students. So we bring in that service to the schools where we can say, you're human first. Deal with your human side first. The academia is one thing. Let's build your EQ, because it's your EQ that's going to carry you. Your IQ is just a piece of paper. So forget the paper and work with the self. And so this is what this is. So it's a hard program to bring in other people without knowing the circumstances.
One of the things that we always say is, yes, you need to have basic skills and everything like that. But for many jobs, you can still be taught on the job how to do that particular job. But you can't be taught necessarily to be a decent human being. And we often say you'll be hired on attitude, not on only information.
It's a wonderful job you're doing, and one comment is maybe one needs to reach out to the teachers as well to get them to understand the importance of the work that you are doing and instill that as well. So good luck to both of you. We need you desperately. We need heart and enthusiasm and dedication. So thank you for coming back and devoting yourselves as you do. So to Jason Stander, I got that one right this time. And to Deirdre Hayne, our congratulations to you and appreciation for the work you do with the Bloom Foundation. Keep it up, and we want you to be here.
Thank you.